Let the words be spoken and heard in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Please be seated.
I only took a sip of water because I always see Father Chris do that before he starts to preach. He talked about the bishop coming to check up on him in a couple of weeks. He's moved down front to check on me today, just to set the mood. In today's gospel, Jesus is in the middle of several parables where he is teaching his disciples about the coming of the kingdom. He's giving signs about what to expect and how to act. He's told his followers that their faith will make them well, that the coming will be unexpected, that they have to pray and be persistent and not lose heart. And in this parable, we're hearing the prayers of a Pharisee compared to those of a tax collector. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying. He was saying, God, thank you. I'm not like other people. They're thieves. They're rogues. They're adulterers. I'm not like them. And thank you that I'm not like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of my income. But the tax collector is standing far off. He can't even look up to heaven. He's beating his breast, and he's saying, God, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, I don't know how y'all's minds work. Mine's a little bit smart aleck. And in reading this parable and thinking about the Pharisee's attitude, I immediately heard a country music song in my head to make its point. Y'all know Matt Davis from back in the 70s? Anyone know Matt Davis? He had a great song. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I didn't sing the whole thing for you. You should be grateful for that. And can't you just kind of hear the Pharisee having this kind of attitude about how good he is and then being totally condescending about the tax collector as he's claiming all of his own perfect traits? I mean, after all, the Pharisees were the experts on the law. They were noted for their self-righteousness and their pride. And this one's all puffed up about how good he is, all the ways he follows the rules. In his prayer, nonetheless, he tells God how awful another praying man is. Then we have the poor tax collector. What we know about them is that they're Jews working for the Romans. They aren't well-liked, and with reason. They were viewed as turncoats and traitors. They took more than was required and kept it for themselves. In doing this, they created a higher class of living for themselves, so they were resented by the poor and the wealthy. Now, earlier in the Gospel of Luke, some tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked Jesus, Teacher, what should we do? And he told them, Don't collect more money than you're ordered to collect. And all the tax collectors and sinners kept coming to listen to Jesus, while the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And isn't that exactly what Jesus did? He sat at table with those who were living or who were having the hardest time, those who recognized they weren't perfect, but wanted to try to be better. And with Jesus, they were accepted for who they were. They listened to what he had to teach, and he even called Matthew, a tax collector, to be one of his disciples. So in this parable, we have a Pharisee, A man who practices his faith by following the law. In his prayer, he's thanking God but bragging about all his goodness. And then a tax collector, a man who's asking for mercy for his sins, but not exactly offering what he'll change about himself. Jesus is describing men who are living in their faith as they understand their faith. Now, I was taught some years ago that praying to God is talking and meditation is listening. I wonder if either of these men were listening for a response from God. Did either of them ask God, what's the next right thing to do? I've heard it said that humility amounts to a clear recognition of what and who we really are, followed by a sincere attempt to become what we could be. Which of these men sounds more on a path of becoming what he could be? How about each of us today? Where do you fall in the realm of prayer? God, thank you, or God, help me? In this example, the Pharisee was depicted as only thanking God for how he was not like others who he viewed as failures. That's not really thanking God. That's passing judgment. And when we compare ourselves to others by human standards, not God's standards, it's difficult to have moments of humility, moments of sincere desire to become what we could be in God's eyes. Probably our most famous Pharisee was Paul. Before his conversion, he was as good a Pharisee as there was. He persecuted followers of Jesus and was zealous for the traditions of his fathers. He was a Jew who did not believe Jesus was the Messiah. Then he was blinded, heard a divine voice, receives the Holy Spirit, and in three days is baptized. He tells the Galatians that God was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. And look where we are today. Once he had the desire to become what he could be in God's eyes, not only did his world change, but so it did for the Gentiles too. His shift from righteousness based on the law to righteousness based on the death of Christ moved him to the same prayerful place as the tax collector asking for mercy for his sins. As Paul is in prison, knowing he's dying, in his letter to Timothy, he describes the gifts he received. His letter is a prayer, thanking God for gifting him faith and allowing him to be a messenger to the Gentiles, a Pharisee as a messenger to the Gentiles. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. Paul was rescued from the lion's mouth, and in his faithfulness to the rules of law and tradition, he hadn't known that's where he was. I wonder for us today how often we're caught in something we believe to be an action in faith, but maybe it's just the way we've always done it. Or maybe there's a new rule to follow, or that we follow and it benefits us. But is it really something that's good for everybody? Other times when maybe you sit in a place of justification in your own actions and upset or frustration at another because they aren't doing something the way you expected it or they're not doing it the right way. What are the challenges in your life where you can practice a moment of saying, God, have mercy on this situation and on all the people involved in it, instead of, God, help me be nice even when they're acting like jerks. Okay, wait a minute. That's probably what I need to work on. But just like Mac Davis's song, It is hard to be humble, even when we're not perfect in every way. And maybe by doing the best we can get to a place of asking to be more like the tax collector, to seek mercy and to pray something like, God, grant me a sincere desire to become what I can be in your eyes. Amen.